Guru Nation, welcome to episode 798 of Random Musings from the Clinical Trials Guru. In this episode, I interview three of my coordinators at Yuma Clinical Trials. They are 7 months in to 3 months in, and they know enough to know the pain points and the joys and the pleasures that they get out of working for us, Yuma Clinical Trials. So hopefully you find something here, whether you're a site director looking to retain employees or train employees, or you're a tech vendor looking at what pain points coordinators experience. We actually get into a lot of like what would make coordinators' life easier, what would make patients' life easier. I think it's something here for everybody. Check it out. Really quick shout out to our sponsors, Inato. Inato is an amazing place to get studies for sites for free, cost you nothing. Go check it out. There's always new study opportunities on there. You do need therapeutic area expertise, but once you have it, it's amazing and it's free. Can't beat that. Next shout out to our sponsor is Creo. Creo is my brains of my site. Matter of fact, we hear the coordinators discuss Creo on this episode. Creo is an e-source, e-reg, e-signatures, e-consent, patient texting, patient database, CTMS, invoicing. It's so many cool things on there. Check it out. Link in the show note. With that being said, enjoy this episode. Guru Nation, thank you so much for watching. And also, if you're listening, make sure you like, subscribe, comment, share. We got a very special one today. We're also live on TikTok. So before they ban it, go follow me. It's Dan Sfera, my real name there. And if you're on TikTok, share this right now. Thank you very much. We got three coordinator, well, four if you count me, guys, coordinators. And they've been now, Lana's been here
over
7 months.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say like six?
Six.
Luis?
Almost four.
Almost four. Wow. And we're going to talk about CRC life and what it's like, especially at a company that's growing. So I think we're nowhere near like as big as we can be, but we can talk about things like scheduling patient, how you deal with the patients, the systems we use. Maybe we go around and ask everyone, now that you've been here, like, what did you think about research before versus now? Before you started here versus now?
Wow.
Whoever wants to go first.
When I started, I didn't really know much about research. Just did a quick little Google search.
Kind yeah, you were unprepared, I guess, for that interview.
Figured out as much as I could. Searched up Dan.
Lana was prepared.
I was very well prepared.
I mean, I've never heard of research before, so I didn't
so
know.
So you didn't
what
know what
was.
To expect, but you were a phlebotomist.
Right.
You still are, but at
I
the
still
time
am.
You were like, that's all you were doing.
Right.
And you just saw something that you thought was interesting. And now that you've been here 6 months.
I love it. It's nothing I expected. There's a lot more patient communication than I expected. And there's a lot of things that go into research that I did not know was even like a part of clinical research. So it's been pretty cool getting to learn all the aspects of it and how far it can go.
Okay, what about you?
I mean, I'm always prepared because
Lana was prepared in the interview.
I research before I do anything, especially when something that I, being born and raised here, I wasn't aware that we had, you know, any kind of clinical trial research even being, you know, around or even being practiced. And so when I saw the job opportunity, I thought it was, you know, obviously I had to do my research because I'm just going to walk into a building blind. And knowing, you know, just from what I've just been or being around in the medical field already, like, yeah, clinical research, you know, has been brought up. But like I said, just being born and raised here and just about knowing every crevice of this town, I did not know that we had this. And it was actually a blessing to me to be, you know, a part of this, to, you know, see where it can go and how big it can grow. And to me, you know, I thought it was exciting.
But what do you think about it now?
And now that I'm here, I mean, it's still exciting.
Is it easier than you thought, harder than you thought, or it's obviously different than you thought? Everyone says that, but
the consistency of it, I'd say, is hard to get, you know, being on top of everything and, you know, on top of appointments and visits and labs and, you know, you got to meet certain deadlines, and that can, you know, sometimes, you know, be a little much. But I mean, you just, me, like, I'm a post-it girl, so I just post it and remove. And as long as, you know, it's organized up here and, you know, in my own way, you know, eventually it will get done.
What about you, Luis?
Four months already. And the previous background that I have for research was just laboratory work. So back then I was in Mexico and I was finishing my university. And the university, I mean, and the only research background that I have just was laboratory work. And then I got this job opportunity too, and I look for it just like, what is like the clinical trials and what is the research in the United States? So yeah, I look for it and it's different since there.
Than your average healthcare job.
Oh yeah, by far. So what
that's
about
definite.
The way they're making these studies, like the spawn, when I say they, I mean the drug companies, they... One of the popular things to do on LinkedIn for the last year is talk about the site experience. Like, we want to make sure the coordinators have a good experience using these tools because it's going to make their job easier to get patients. But the problem is, like, the people that are saying these things never really worked at a site, so they don't know what it's like. So they just have to imagine, I think a coordinator would need this. And then sometimes you get tools that are not really useful. And now what they've started doing, you guys have seen some people come already for the ones I'm advisor for and try to actually see. But what do you think is missing, like, from the sponsor's perspective when it comes to making CRC life easier? They're trying, but I think they're actually making it harder.
Well, I think they definitely got to step a day in our shoes to see how they can make our lives easier.
What do you think they would be most surprised with then?
Probably the amount of, like, filing and paperwork and data. Contacting.
Data, yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like there's a lot of it's data because, you know, we can only input so much, you know, as a CRC, and, you know, sometimes it's not up to their standards or whatever they're working with. Like I said, I know they have their own, you know, idea of, you know,
like criteria,
right, that they follow too, or protocols. I'm pretty sure they're, you know, they have things they have to follow, but, you know, it's just from our side, you know, we can only input so much, and it's vague. So we have to think outside the box to make sure that this doesn't come back queried, or, you know, how can I word this so that everybody understands? Cause I mean, there's certain stuff that, you know, like when a patient tells you something, only you know how to comprehend that because you're there. Now to portray that back to, like, you know, in a progress note, or, you know, back to a, you know, a monitor, it's a little bit different because
we're in the EDC.
Correct. You can only put so much, you can only input so much, and they only give you so much to, you know,
until you get queried.
Correct. So, I mean, I just feel like, you know, like Gracia said, like, they need to walk a day in our shoes and see what it's like, because
what do you think they would actually see though? Let's say they did what they did, like Friday, we have a busy day. So let's say that somebody from one of the sponsors, which we won't name, came in Friday and shadowed you. What do you think they, what would be their observations?
They're probably, you know, because it's with us, it's just not one thing. It's like you do one thing and you bounce to another one, you bounce to another one. Mm-hmm. So to keep up with that as someone who was to shadow us, they'd probably leave really confused. Because I know on my first day, I shadowed
even
you,
even if
Dan.
It's their own study.
Right. I shadowed you, Dan, on my first day, and I went home and I thought to myself, what the heck just happened? Like, what was that?
What did you
and
get
like,
into?
To me, like, I was keeping up. I thought, you know, I would like to think that I was keeping up. But at the same time, I went home and just, is that my day-to-day life? Is that what it's going to be like? But then, you know, just your first day, you don't know anything, especially, yeah, you know, in research. You can be hit with just about anything that day. You know, we had, I think that day, on my first day, we saw like 4 patients back to back to back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, well, I was like, well, who did the scheduling on this? Because now, like, you know, we
think
know
that
now.
Would have been me.
We know now, sounds, you know, like we like to, you know, not overwhelm ourselves seeing people back to back, but, you know, little gaps here and there. But I mean, that day, I went home, I was just, I asked myself, can I do this? like mentally, like if this is what my first day was like.
But what do you think the sponsors would feel? Like you say, overwhelmed. They right. would be, even if it's their own study, they know the study well.
I know sponsors are overwhelmed. If, you know, I get that. And that's why I understand that. But at the same time, it's, you know, I feel as though they'll be just as lost as, you know, I was coming in my first day. Yeah, you're lost. You don't know. You're getting people thrown at you. It'd be nice if
they saw how all their systems interacted during a visit when the patient wants to leave. Mm-hmm. You know, the patient's in a hurry.
That will be important for them to see. Yeah. They will be more aware on the details that we're doing every day.
Because they don't work with patients.
No.
Yeah.
So for them to actually follow us for a day, realize that, you know, like sometimes patients, they're not always cooperative or they...
Well, whenever they design a study, these sponsors who never spent a day at a site, they always talk about the patient journey. Like, let's think about the patient journey from screening till the last visit and everything that that entails, including diaries in between that, you know, you guys know some are not compliant. That one person came today, wasn't compliant, right, with the diary?
Correct. To chase him around for like 2 weeks, so...
And who has to do that?
We do.
The coordinators.
Yeah.
So, they lose devices or didn't take IP.
Do you think a technology can help? Do you think there's any tech that could help with that? That hasn't been invented yet? With any part of your job?
Well, with any part, I'm sure there's tech that could be.
Not the data entry thing. We can't talk about that. We can't talk about that yet. Not that one. Not that one. Besides that one. We already got a solution for that one coming.
I mean, I wish there was more like blood related tech, you know, where we, you know, where it kind of just does its
less tubes, same test.
Correct.
Like Theranos.
Or, you know, the fact that we're drawing, like, you know, like she said, the whole rainbow on, you know, when we randomize somebody.
11 and, tubes. Yeah.
Yeah. Make.
No, you know, I think it's been more like 16.
Group those tubes so that, you know, we're not taking that much or, you know, processing that much.
So you think they're not thinking about the patients?
No.
They're also not thinking about time saving, because if you really think about it, well, me that I draw the blood most of the time is when we do start a new study, I have to look through the lab manual and I have to see what tests are actually necessary or what's like optional. So I think if they could also like work on that or find a way to separate
How would they?
I don't know. I mean,
or like merged tubes, like, you know, find something where, you know, we're not pulling
many tubes.
Correct. For, you know, whether it's chemistry, hematology, like merge the two. Anything that's ambient, merge it. Anything that's frozen, merge it. I'm not saying like merge all of them, but, you know, make it a reasonable amount of tubes where, you know, we're not centrifuging.
What about like
every 15 minutes?
What about the way IRBs communicate to you? Like I asked you guys today, one of our studies has an informed consent amendment that we have
the
to
limited
sign.
Access that we do get to. And because sometimes I feel like it's not, you know, our lead's fault or, you know, it's not anything that we do, you guys do. It's what we're allowed access to. I feel like, you know,
so we need to get access
once we're CRCs and, you know, we're out there, we should be able to, you know, access and
to have access to all the
be informed of everything that's going on, especially informed consent.
I agree. Some sponsors like refuse to they add limit too the many access. People. Yeah. Which is if you have a lot of people on your team, and we don't even have a lot of people.
But sometimes the message isn't relayed because, you know, our lead could already have, you know, so much on their plate as it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially, you know, it's an informed consent. Like that needs to be let know.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Right.
And, you know, we don't get those emails. And
the same IRB will spam you about their next conference.
Correct.
I get spams from the IRB. Not important emails. I get the spam. Join us for our next conference and early bird and pay only this. I get those emails, no problem. I feel like
the IRB needs some improvement too, as far as maneuvering around it and where to find the source itself. It's very vague.
In the IRB?
Correct.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
What about you? What do you think the sponsors would discover if they shadowed you on a visit?
And probably like the same, just with the patients. And I mean, they will be more aware about the things that the CRC is doing every day, each day. I mean, about the time that everything comes to finish things there, even in the e-source, in the paperwork, finishing visits, taking care of the patient that if he's like doing all the information, if he's filling everything, I don't know.
Yeah, I wish there was like one dashboard like Creo has, but tied into all the vendors so you can see like what's missing still. Like one of the things I look at manually with my eyes is like for that one, for the study we have for depression, mm-hmm. who's in screening? Are we close to like that second visit?
So like a checklist or a progress bar.
Yeah, like a something like a dashboard where... A
progress bar.
Yeah, nice. Like IRT is missing, but like all in one place.
Right.
Like a dashboard. Because right now you have to go to like 10 different places
yeah.
to get information. Creo is supposed to be like...
Minimize that to one yeah. where it branches off, but you're still in the original source.
Yeah. And like one place, like single login. That's what a lot of people are trying to do.
I would like that. Not going to lie. A single login would for everything. Be fantastic.
Yeah. Well, Viva, they're a sponsor, is trying to work on that. But it would be
shout with out to Viva.
Only Viva products, though. But they kind of have everything. They have EDC. Uh-huh. You guys use them for one study. They have eReg. They could probably do it for IRB. IRT, I think they have that.
The one login would be nice.
Yeah. Instead of having like that many different. I think a dashboard that integrates with all this stuff and tells you like, you want to see why this patient's not at their next visit. Why?
All of this is missing.
You know? Yeah. Like this is what you're missing. You still need a safer. You still need like, it'll tell you everything instead of like having to remember or read your notes or just look in like 10 different places to find
out. So I have it already structured to where it tells you.
Since yeah, like
you workflow. Haven't done this, this is missing. You workflow, haven't done this, this yeah. is missing. Yeah.
The problem is the tech companies don't like really play well with each other. So they don't have like an incentive until one becomes big enough. But I think that would be like a really good thing. And maybe Viva is getting close to doing that. What about interacting with patients? Do you think, what have been your experiences so far? You think patients overall are happy when they join studies or?
I mean, yeah. Obviously, it's different because I didn't think about that I was going to be treating with patients since I got here at the job. I mean, yeah.
Since day one.
And since day one, I've been treating with patients. And it was like overwhelming to me because it was just the first day. So I was like, oh my God.
They're generally nice.
Yeah, I mean,
generally, except yesterday,
most of them, they're pretty nice people to deal with.
The vast majority,
yeah.
And everyone's understanding. I feel like, you know, it's not only new to them; it's still new to us. So we're not perfect, and we still have, especially when a study's new. Mm-hmm. You know, we're still learning, and a lot of our patients have been very patient with us, and you understand that, you know, this is a new study, or this is, you know, a new study, and they, you know, they understand that. There haven't been any complaints on, you know, like, well, what are you guys doing? Why do you guys have your stuff together? Because sometimes, you know, we get hit with stuff the day of, that morning of, you know, we get hit with, hey, you can't do it this way. You have to do it this way. So we had to stop what way we're used to and do it, you know, whoever's
usually
way.
It's a sponsor or CRA.
Correct. So, I mean, the fact that, you know, there'd be little pauses in between our visits because we're trying to figure something out, you know, I'm grateful that, you know, we do have very patient patients and that are willing to work with us and understand that, you know, it's new to us. It's new to you too. And please bear with us.
If you were, because you guys have made like any major mistakes yet?
Not in the last 3 months.
None?
No, I don't think so.
I don't remember. I don't know. I can't remember what happened yesterday. I really don't know. But so it seems like nothing yet, huh?
No, nothing. Okay.
What advice, if you were starting over today,
catch it now. We know to catch it
right
before we make that mistake.
This is my next
now.
Question. Yeah. So if you were starting over today, but you can give your new self advice.
Oh, yeah.
What would you tell yourself?
If you don't know, ask.
I've heard that from someone before.
And double check.
Yeah. Don't get clicker happy either. Because I would tell you when I'm just, hey, I hit submit and I wasn't ready yet.
And, oh yeah, and then it's
and you can't backtrack after that.
It's a long process,
especially
to get
when
that
you
back.
Enter data to like the EDC or something. You know, once you click okay, and you're just like, crap.
So that knowing wasn't what you know now, if you were able to talk to yourself on your first day, you would tell yourself, don't be click happy.
Correct.
That's like the main thing you would tell yourself.
For myself.
Seriously. That's just wow. Me. And you?
Yeah, to double check.
Double check. Double so check. It's more detailed than you thought.
Yeah. Double yes. check. And just.
Yeah. You had one today similar where we were like caught off guard.
With who?
On a thing. The thing today.
The thing.
We have to talk, communicate through eyes. The thing you did where we were like, later, we're like, oh yeah, oops.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that wasn't really my fault.
It's the way the test is designed.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't get into it. All right. More attention to detail than any more of us
attention
think.
Attention to detail, definitely.
And then you would give yourself advice day one. What
of
you
course,
know
I will say to me, like, avoid being shy and just being like triple checking everything. Not double, triple, just not triple for
not
me.
Double, triple. Not double.
That's a microaggression.
Yeah, but for myself.
The microaggression is real.
Just let it flow and don't be anxious about it.
You were anxious?
I feel like, yeah.
At the beginning,
We tend to overthink.
You guys were all
things.
Anxious?
We overthink. I know I overthought it.
Oh, I've definitely overthought some stuff. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that was it?
You think that's good or not good?
Yeah, but it's no, just for
why
a couple
sometimes that? It makes you a
you
little
psych yourself
scared.
Out. You doubt yourself.
In the end, I mean, it's fine.
In the end, better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
I think. But it doesn't mean you should be anxious either. There's a fine line.
Yeah, there's a fine line, but yeah, those will be my advices.
What about interacting with monitors? How's that
fun.
Been?
I say that with a smile on my face.
I'm doing a podcast with one of them soon. I've done a pod with all of them, but like an official one like this with one.
It's very day and night as far as a CRC and a CRA. That's just to me because they
what
don't
do you mean?
Like because they don't see patients. They don't. Right. They don't do. They do data. Yes. But
do you believe that the best CRAs were former CRCs? Because some, can you tell the difference? Because some
course.
Never
you
were.
You can tell the difference.
You can
tell the
right away
because they're understanding and they're willing to work with you.
Give me an example.
Rather opposed
well,
to
not
like
details,
me coming to a problem.
Give an example without naming names.
Me coming to a problem
with your eyes
with someone who started off CRA is you know they're not seeing you know. What's it called? The production part of it, like the backstage.
They're just seeing what's in the data. Like
they only
EDC.
See the stage. That's all they see. They don't see, you know, cameras, lights, all that comes with putting on this production, AKA, you know, the trial. And they don't see, you know, what we go through, what we get hit with. And the fact that, you know, sometimes, you know, when we put certain stuff in that is just, it's out of our hands. And that's when, you know, when you come to like a monitor, you, if they've been a CRC, they understand, hey, okay, I know this situation.
So you've
let's
dealt with
try,
those ones too.
Let's try this. They give us another, like a scenario and where we can work with that, whether opposed to you can tell someone who hasn't been a CRC, just hit you with one after the other, after the other. When the ones who have been CRC, they know. So
and
they,
you're
you
about
know,
to meet a couple more because we're about to start new studies pretty soon.
Yes, I'm excited.
Like a new wave of
that'll
studies.
That'll be fun.
Luis has one study where it's just him on it.
Yeah, I know.
And eventually, we're all going to have to learn it, but we're going to start
eventually.
That.
Eventually,
but not
eventually
now.
When we're, when we're having
when we get a patient.
Yeah, we're running ads for it right now. Hopefully, they start coming in soon. What about, so you can tell former CRC become CRA. You can tell right away.
Well, yeah, I think the ones who aren't former are more like, okay, they kind of throw you, do this, fix that. But they don't tell you how or what you could do. But the ones who are will be like,
there's
okay,
an explanation.
Yeah. This is not how you do this, but let me teach you how to do it the correct way.
You've had someone do that?
Yeah.
They give you a scenario.
Just first name.
That scenario
well, who's the
work.
First name?
No names here.
Okay.
I plead the fifth.
I'm trying to guess now.
Look at my eyes. Just kidding.
I got it.
But that's the thing is like they gave instead of, because that scenario didn't work, whatever we submitted, they're like, hey, let's try this, do this because this, and this.
Do you think like when you do you have any favorite series or they're all the same to you?
I mean, no, I already have a favorite. No. But yeah, I already like ask monitors like for help. Like I just want to have this patient and I'm just asking questions for the monitor, and the monitor is like, okay, he's just like, he or she, I mean, just keeping asking questions about it. And at the end of the day, they don't see like the problem, and they try to solve it the way that I cannot do it. I don't know if I
explain. Not
it would be like the same. Yeah, it's not the same.
Or the ones that follow up. So when you come with them with a question, and the ones that respond immediately, and then not only do they respond, they follow up. I like those kinds of monitors where, you know, like, hey, this happened the other day. Did everything get fixed? And then you know, they'll check on their end. Oh, okay, I got it. Everything looks good now. Thank you.
Because we have some monitors who take weeks to respond.
Do you think you guys would be good monitors?
Not yet.
I think I'd be. I don't understand.
Not yet.
How much longer do you think you need?
I think another 6 months.
And Gress is a fast learner. Most people, they say the standard is like 2 years as a CRC before they even consider you as a CRA with a bachelor's degree. Without a bachelor, it takes a little longer. They do. They got a lot.
I know I'd probably be like an understanding CRA, that's for sure, because I've done.
But what if you're getting pressure from your boss and the site you're emailing?
Sorry, CRC.
They're not responding. Or they're not doing it, and then your boss telling you, hey, you're the monitor, you need to go fix it.
Yeah, I get where frustrations can come in for them, because...
Right. Because we all have a boss.
I've been a CRA. Sites are as good as we are, you know.
One of our guys said we're one of the best.
We'll work on it right then and there. So I'm sure there's sites that won't do that.
Ignore, yes.
Yeah. Well, because it would be like the same team with like 20 studies.
Yeah. Or... just ignorant, but
that too.
or lazy.
Laziness, yes, I give them that because I've met a lazy CRA, and where at one point I thought I was doing their work for a second, and I was like, wait. I was like, why am I doing this? But you know, me being the kind-hearted person, I did it.
And they like you.
Yeah, I have no. I don't have beef with any of this.
No, not the beef.
And then as far as
the doctors
are concerned, easy to work. We've only really worked with like two of our five because one, we've been trying to get him a study for a while. We're going to have two pretty soon. And then the other two are brand new, but we might get an asthma study for one of them. What have been your experiences so far with the PIs that you've worked with?
So far, that we've worked with,
yeah.
I mean, all good experiences.
And I know that they're busy too. So to me, it's like, I know they have a lot on their plate, and for us to come to them for something that, you know.
Yeah, I can learn to appreciate when they give us their mm-hmm. time, because I know
they're busy. Because we're not the only thing they do.
Busy. Yes. These guys in Yuma are busy. Mm-hmm.
So I take that into consideration too.
Sometimes I have to poke a little bit and wait outside their door and be like, okay, like I need 10 minutes, but it gets done.
Yeah.
It gets done and they don't mind. I mean, they're just busy.
So what, as we wrap up here, I mean, this is like, there's going to be tech vendors watching. I think they got some ideas for that dashboard. If anyone wants to make a dashboard that plugs into everything, I'll be an advisor. But anything else you can think of? You said the blood technology, but I don't know if that's changing anytime soon.
No, probably not. Probably not anytime soon.
But at least merging the tubes.
That's very tricky. Laboratory work is very...
Yeah. It is. To get accurate?
Yeah.
You need your own trials on those. Like to see if it's accurate. Mm. And for those trials, you're going to need all the tubes and another group. Well, actually, you'd have to do it on the same person the same day.
It's just getting that response from like a, you know, from a patient. Oh, that many tubes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to walk out of here.
The amount of times I've heard that since I started.
That's very common.
Very common. Almost a daily occurrence.
The person who's coming Friday asked me the same thing.
Yeah.
How many tubes on Friday? I was like, I don't know.
And she could wait until her is this her second visit?
Yeah.
Whoo, 16 tubes and counting. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I told her hopefully not as many as the first visit.
No, it's double.
Yeah,
it's literally worse. Double.
Do you think the industry does enough to keep the patients
happy
or engaged? Like, you think the payment's enough, or do you think they should get more things?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's happy.
The payment is enough.
They're all, what? I'm getting paid?
Okay, yes. So besides the pay, then if that's fine, what else can the industry do, like sponsors, do to make it easier for patients.
I remember, you know, if even from like the beginning, there were like certain incentives that would go out, you know, like for one
mini
of
fridges.
Our, right.
Oh yeah.
For certain things like that.
They changed
like
that now. You know that?
Yeah. It's not how
we have to buy it and then we have to get it reimbursed.
Come on. They can't just ship it out.
No.
Or, you know, it's something where, you know, like I feel like to appreciate the patient minus getting paid, but like, you know, little incentives like stickers or, you know, send,
not
you
the
know,
stickers.
Something.
Stickers.
Exactly.
Daniel Rodriguez photo, you know, video certain, right here.
You know, company. Plug. And so that, you know, at least.
Sponsored by.
Right.
What about this? What can sites do? Because one of the things I've been thinking we need to do once we get that database in Creo figured out is send birthday texts.
Well, if you think about it, we kind of already do have an incentive for one of our trials.
We do.
Uh-huh.
With the nail people.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what we're doing. Preset. And technically, if you ask like 10 IRBs, 10 will give you a different answer and that's okay or not. Mm. We'll do it anyways because it's after the study. But right. What about like birthday reminders or like happy birthday text? Because we don't do that yet, but I'm thinking how to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure those are like little things that patients would appreciate.
But how
yeah.
would we do it? Like a small team.
Through Creo.
It's probably someone's birthday right now. We didn't text.
Through Creo. It will be
yeah,
easy.
I guess we just got to look through all our patients and see whose yeah. birthday
it is. How are you
going to
do that manually? No one's going to do that.
Yeah,
it needs to be set up somehow. Stuff like that.
We got to find a way.
Yeah.
There's a way.
There's new always test, a way to do something.
I get emails, happy birthday emails from banks. I get happy birthday emails from my credit cards.
Because you registered somewhere and they know.
Correct.
So like there should be a way for us to.
So like maybe through the IWRS, they can extend
Creo,
that out. Yeah.
We put all that info in there.
Exactly.
Creo should release happy birthday feature. I'm going to call Raymond.
Creo should have a happy cane. Birthday feature. Yeah. Little confetti.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cute.
That's actually a good idea. I need to call Ray anyways. Anything else we missed? What is your goals like long term? I know yours already.
Wow, that's a yours pretty is tough. A deep question. Yeah,
it is deep.
But long term, I don't know. It's like being much better than I am right now. It's like obviously I want to be such as I don't know a CRA, a monitor. I mean,
you would
with
be
the
a
time.
Good monitor. I think you'd be a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but it will take a long, but it's okay. I'm just trying to prepare myself better for the
future.
So
you would want to be a monitor, travel all over the place.
Yeah, I will try. I like travel.
Like 20 days out of the month.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Right now I'm saying yes. But yeah.
All
right.
So CRA?
Monitor. Yeah.
Monitor. Okay.
I mean, the long term. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lana?
That was a deep question too.
I
deep.
Know. Yeah. It's changed.
Long-term goal. I don't know mine actually. I know I want to do biotech stuff.
I mean, to me, you know, it's just learning as much as I can with, you know, the clinical trials guru himself.
Thank you.
Just learning and absorbing and just so that, you know, maybe one day with my business background, open up a site myself.
Seriously? All right.
But it'll only be a psych site.
Psych only?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For that's real. Tough.
In
I
Yuma?
Yes.
There's only like 2 psychiatrists. Well, who knows by then? Exactly. And who knows how long term? Because these ones that are currently here will be retired mm-hmm. probably.
And I'm pretty sure, you know, with my resources, I can.
You could pull it off.
Pull it off, yeah.
And then, I know yours, but you want to
or
tell
like a
us?
Crisis center where, you know.
Or a combo of both.
Correct. Something like that. Because we've had a couple here in Yuma and they've, you know, it's either it's too packed.
So like a crisis center or, and then have a research option.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
That would
psych only. Mm-hmm. That's your favorite.
Yes.
So I didn't even ask you guys about therapeutic areas, but what's your long-term goal for?
Well, kind of the same as Lana's.
Site owner. Man, we got some entrepreneurs in here.
Learning as much as I can, growing with the company.
And then moving with me back to San Diego.
Back to
you
San Diego.
You guys can do that. And then I'll stay here and hold the fort down.
Yeah.
And, you know, expand, you know.
I'm pretty sure
YCT
by then,
Psych.
If we prove,
coming soon.
If we prove it can be done, there will be others coming out here trying to do the same thing.
Yeah. Not in this town, not with me.
Well, not while we're still here.
I won't let that happen.
Okay, you won't. That'll be your.
Bing,
we'll pass
God
the
forbid.
We'll pass
that's
the
not
guard
happening.
To Lana.
It's not. In my town, no.
Okay, last thing, therapeutic areas. I know we haven't done that many yet because you guys are new, but we've opened up cardio, pulmonary. I'm trying to do oncology. I think I might have a connection with through our cardiologist to do to the oncologist.
MDD.
So what's been your favorite therapeutic condition so far?
I definitely love my psych more than I like to be a
I want the more. General.
Mine is the obesity.
Yeah.
Because it's new to me. I haven't done it. My whole life has been psych.
Psych. I get you.
But
yeah. My psych background, I enjoy it. And to me, it's not a lot of people know how to handle people with, you know, these
mood
disorders. Correct. And to me, you know, growing up with that, I'm already familiar with it. And to me, I'm not scared. Mm-hmm. It's really what else you got? I want to know more.
Patient rapport. Why?
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I want to know your story and I want to help you.
And the obesity is interesting to you guys too, or no? Not so much.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have some interesting patients.
But psych by far is like your favorite.
Yes.
I do prefer it. But I think so far what we've done with obesity is also pretty good and life-changing for some.
To see the weight drop and for them to come in and be excited to jump on the scale rather opposed to being sad about
it. People were excited about it? Right,
yes.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you know, I have, you know, with our patients that we do have, you know, when we measure,
to see it
when we measure them in those inches shed to see their smile and to see actually, you know, the progress is always nice.
So we had similar progress with depression.
Yes.
And you?
I mean, I will say of the studies that we have, like every study that has like a biomedical equipment. like the obesity and the depression ones is like, I like... seeing the equipment.
The ECGs and the EEGs.
Yeah, I like those. You should the equipment. Like, we can do device studies with the cardiologist. So,
yeah,
interventional cardiologist.
But if I had to pick one, yeah, I would say the obesity just because of the ECG. Okay. All
right.
It's the one that I enjoy the most.
Well, not just because Jesus be half the time, but you know, I get by.
Why?
You just gotta look at the little diagram.
Yeah, right, but still, you know, it's like, well, okay, well, what makes it okay or what makes it not okay? Sometimes, you know, with you know the results, it's not always clear. So as me, like, I don't have that background
cheat sheet.
On as far as you know how like, to what's good, that. What's bad.
Yeah,
because like, we could say, oh, this, this, and this, and how do you know? Okay,
and well, at the end of the day, when you show it to the doctor or the PA, they say like, oh no, this person cannot be here or something.
And something
like
that maybe I could have caught rather opposed to waiting for the PI to catch it.
Hmm.
If I had like the proper training on like you know readings and stuff like that.
Ah, correct. Well, that comes with more time.
Yeah,
I think you're already learning stuff. I think. Me and Gracia Googled something once and about CKD, remember? Chronic kidney disease. But we
learned
figured
the
it
values,
out ourselves.
The values that had to be in the blood test to see if they were.
I just felt that like we learn as we go.
Yeah, you learn you as
know?
You go.
And
me
that's
too.
The thing is like everything, not everything can be taught. As a CRC, you can't, you know, in training, you can't show them everything that's going to happen, that's going to go on or happen because sometimes stuff just appear or
things change.
You know, you can't show it till it actually happens. And that might be not 2-3 months into your training.
You're learning all the time. Me too. And this next year is going to be 20 years that I'm doing research full time.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, happy 20 you. Years.
Happy 20
years. Yeah. Next year. Next.
It's right half now. Your life. It is half your life done.
I'm 40.
So 20, that's half.
Wow, I never thought of it that way.
You don't know what I was doing the math wrong. You made me feel like, wait, what?
I thought you meant half of your life, like time, 80 or 100. Okay, no, I got you. Yeah,
because
wow, half my life's been doing this. Yeah, yeah. Good way to put it. Guess we'll end on that note, but wow. Forgot what else I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. 20 years.
The PI came because even he didn't know something, but I had already Googled it. And he was like, does anyone know what this is? I was like, yeah, I know what that means. And see, he learned something too. And then I made a cheat sheet for him because he asked for it. Like he's like, I'm looking at all these labs. I don't know what each sponsor wants. Can you make me a cheat sheet just for the labs? So I gave him one for each. And now he actually uses those. Like each time he signs, he looks at the cheat sheets too to see what's there. So everybody's learning too.
Yeah, I feel like that's like just life. You learn as you go. Yeah. Nothing's taught. You kind of got to go through your own experiences to
and then learn from it.
Yep. The next steps for you guys to learn how to get studies, and you too.
It's
and Nato. Shout out to Nato, one of our sponsors.
It's lovely.
And Nato's pretty cool. You like it, Nato?
Oh yes,
they're a sponsor. So.
It's just it's the recruitment of studies. It's how to word. You know, you gotta sell. You gotta make them want it. You gotta believe it. Yeah.
Gotta sell.
Yeah. Gotta sell it. Our site alone, people do know we're on the smaller side, so we gotta make it seem like, we know what we're doing and we got it. And
do you think we need to hire? Do you think we need to hire an admin? Yes or no? Just real quick.
No.
No, we don't need an admin.
Admin.
No.
Yes, but I don't know. Not yet. Not yet.
Well, not yet.
I think it's in the air.
And yeah. To us, especially the three of us, we'll tell you when. We've had enough or,
it's overwhelming.
When we start needing help. Yeah.
Yeah. But right now, between us, we all have each other's back. And, if one person didn't do it, then, we don't be like, oh, well, we do it.
Mm-hmm. That's not my task.
That's not my task.
All right, guys. Well, thank you. This was a good podcast. Like, subscribe, comment, share. I would tell you to go follow them on LinkedIn, but I think only Luis. No, not even.
Coming soon.
I got LinkedIn.
Nah. LinkedIn?
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
So just follow me for now. Bye-bye.